The Wanderers are going to take on the Newcastle Jets this Sunday at Spotless. Now, it's important that the Wanderers make Spotless their home ground. It is their home ground, but there we're used to Parramatta Stadium, which
exactly.
is out, so they've got to make it their home. Mitch Nichols joins us. G'day, Mitch.
How you going, guys?
Good to be at Spotless, mate. You've got to turn that into your home ground.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, Parramatta was, a bit daunting for opposition teams, and we have spoke about that. We had a good chance at ANZ to, sort of make that our home ground as well, and we didn't take it, so, that's something we're looking to do on Sunday.
Mitch, have you had a chance? Obviously, GWS play there, and so too the Thunder. Have you had a chance to actually, what's the state of the pitch like? It's important for you guys.
Yeah, we trained there a week ago, and it was perfect. It was really good. So that's good news.
Yeah, that's terrific news. And, mate, is it funny within your sort of footy club that all of a sudden you go to training and your skipper in Nikolai Topper-Stanley's no longer there? He just, he's gone to the UAE.
Yeah, mate, I actually messaged him to go for a coffee before training and no reply, and then I rocked up in the car park and he was standing there, with a sort of half smile and half sad face, like saying goodbye, so it was a bit strange.
It's the bizarre thing about the game you play. That can happen at any stage, Mitch.
Yeah, of course. Football obviously is a world game, and, it's something that, he thought he had to pursue and take, and, he's been a great servant for the club, and we wished him well, but that's part and parcel of it, and, we've got a great squad, so I'm sure there's boys that will step up and fill his role.
Mitch, history says you're traditionally slow starters in the A-League, but you've done one better this year by winning in round two, so it was a good bounce back after round one.
Yeah, of course. Round one was, disappointing. It still hurt. But, that was a good sign for us that even though we went down in Adelaide, 1-0 at halftime, that we didn't drop our heads. And, that's a great sign so early on. And so many new boys in the team from last year that it puts us in good stead for the next two games at home.
Mitch, I don't think anybody predicted Newcastle to be actually third on the competition table. I know it's only early days, but they seem to have some great resolve there. When do you get down and do some video work? And my other second part is, have they surprised you so far?
Yeah, I think maybe later in the week, because the game's on Sunday, we'll look into them. But we really worry about ourselves, the old cliche. But, so they've obviously recruited well. But to be fair, they have shocked you with what went on down there, losing their coach, 4 or 5 weeks before the season started. But they've got a good bunch of boys down there that, I'm friends with a few of them. So, they started the season well, and they're going to come to Spotless full of confidence.
And Mitch, just in terms of the squad, mate, there has been a change in personnel. Does it feel like it's all gelling early on?
Yeah, well, we've got the world's longest pre-season to get to know each other. it's good. All the boys have come in and bought into, what the boss drives, with the culture and, the way we want to play. So it's been good. And a few of the young boys are starting to step up and put their hand up for positions. So that's a good sign for us.
Good, mate. And you're happy with your role within the club at the moment with Tony Popovich?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it here. Obviously, the fans and, us having a good year last year and taking that into this year, I really enjoy my football and just I'm fit and healthy and, playing with a smile. So, that's something that I want to do.
Good on you, Mitch. Well, listen, mate, we thank you for your time. You do run into this weekend as favourites, $1.75. Newcastle Jets, $4.50. So play well, mate, and I hope Spotless works out.
Thanks, guys.
Mitch Nichols there. Good to chat with him. Really important that they do make Spotless that real feel of a home ground for the season, because they got used to playing at Parramatta. Obviously, it's a big change.
Yeah, well, good start. Normally, for for the sport of football stroke soccer, the surface is so important. But Mitch giving it the big thumbs up, saying it was perfect. So that's good news for the Western Sydney Wanderers. And it does create not a bad atmosphere there at Spotless Stadium. That game is at 7 p.m. at Spotless Stadium this Sunday.